In this episode, we're looking at Unit 4, Outcome 2, Key Knowledge Point 14, Tools and Techniques for Tracing Transactions Between Users of Information Systems. Tracing transactions means we're keeping a record of users interacting and moving through a digital system. It's also called an access log. Tracing involves recording events that happen on a system or events that occur on a system. Some examples of some of these things that could be recorded is accessing a file, logging in or out of a system, printing a file, or accessing a website. There are generally three targets for tracing. The first one would be a trace on servers, debugging on servers, which would look to investigate authentication requests to the server and terminate unauthorized access. In other words, logon requests. The second tracing target would be the accessing device. So that's looking at what device, who, and where the request has come from. For example, who's trying to log on from what machine, and where are they? And the third form of trace targeting would be network tracing, which monitors the authentication flow from one device to the server and back. To trace any transactions, a unique identifier is required to be passed along with any methods that are executed in any transaction. So with any event in a system, that action is given a unique ID and is recorded or logged.